So here we go. All right, but let's start with our Detroit Lions. We'll go right to the
Lions.
Go to the pro ranks first of all. I'll even throw it out there first because I'm thinking first year head coach Dan Campbell. He's going to find a way to have some success with this team led by Jared Goff, and I'm figuring the Lions are going to finish 500. Except there's a problem with that. Remember the NFL
17 games.
Exactly right. I've solved the problem. Lions will finish 8-8-1. I'm calling for a tie.
You're calling for 8-8-1.
There you go. That's how I can get him finishing 500.
8-8-1.
That's what I'm thinking. Art, do you have a guess for us this morning? All the voluminous research that you've done.
8-9.
8-9. Art Lewis says
8-9. All right, Dave.
7-10.
7-10.
Ooh, the optimist among us.
Pat Johnston, give us the reality check, please.
Yes, I can do that. Loss, win. I have four. Four. I'll give me four for the Lions. That would give them a record of 4-11. 13.
Oh, 4-13.
No.
4-13.
Reality check.
They got to do better than that. Wow.
Oh, they'd have the first, the first pick overall if that happens.
We'd like them to do better than that. Shall you deliver your line? Of course, you always say when these predictions come out, Pat Johnston.
I'm fatalistic.
Prove me wrong.
Oh, prove me wrong, too. Well, that, too. Yeah. I have a few.
Fatalistic, because we're just expecting that. Let's go to Michigan State to football. I don't want to. What's going on in East Lansing? I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of people.
12 game season. Well, you mentioned number four for the Lions. I gave number four for wins for Michigan State. I'm guessing 4-8.
Okay.
4-8. Art Lewis, you have a guess for Michigan State?
6-6.
Oh, very nice. Okay. They'd be very happy with that, I might think.
Yeah.
Dave, do you have a Michigan State prediction for us?
Yeah, 7-5.
Ooh, 7-5.
The optimist returns.
Right. Ooh, either 5-7 or 6-6. They have a game at Maryland late in the year. That could give them their sixth win, but I'll keep with my theme of being fatalistic. Let's go 5-7 for the Sparks.
Thank you. I was worried about my prediction. Thank you.
So, well, we're all a game off there, 4, 5, 6, and 7. All right. Michigan Wolverines kicking off the season this Saturday, 11 a.m. coverage on 790 News Radio WSGW. Jim Harbaugh, of course, getting the focus. And
yeah.
Is this the season he finally puts it all together?
Mm.
Well, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'd be happy with 9 wins.
Nine. All right.
I'd be happy with that. All right. What would you be happy with?
Any win. It's a new coaching staff, but the same old coach. How many games total?
12 games total.
Boy, I don't know. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and say 7-5.
7-5? All right. Dave, you have a Wolverines guess right
yep.
there?
8-4.
8-4. Well, all right. Pat Johnston, you follow Michigan football.
I do. I'm going to actually go with Dave on 8-4.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which, depending which eight teams, if that were the case, which teams he beat, might help Harbaugh keep his job and go into another season.
Well, he better have a winning season or he won't be.
Well, it's got to be a winning season, but yeah.
I don't have one of those eight wins is not against Ohio State. So I'm just saying.
That's a separate prediction.
One thing we're going to tease you on, somewhere down the line here, we will be announcing we are going to be giving away a pair of tickets to the Big House for the Michigan-Ohio game in November.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa.
I'll just let that hang out.
Yeah, I'm speechless.
Those pretty are impressive, $180 a ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, per piece, yes.
Per
ticket. Yes.
I was speechless. Cool. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, of course, you'll be sitting in a perch above the last row.
Hey, you're there. You're there. You can feel the electricity in the air.
You want to perk up your $180? You can go wherever you want.